etc., that you would see further down the aisle at Walgreens or whatever drugstore. It was summer, so the paraffin wax was super soft. I couldn't slide the candle out of the glass enclosure, so I thought, I'll put it in the freezer. So I took it home, and I did so for about 20 minutes, and it was still quite soft. I guess you use wax, like if you have like a concrete surface and maybe sometimes a metal surface to make it more grindable or like slidable, like a kind like a thin layer of wax interfaces with the axle or truck of the skateboard to ameliorate the relationship called a grind, sometimes called a slide if it's on the wooden part of the board. So yeah, I did that for about 20 minutes and it was still quite soft, but I was impatient and I also started to think that maybe putting it in the freezer would not harden the candle. I was like a sophomore in high school at this time, so I'd already taken some physics and biology classes. So I put it inside of a bag in Union Square. And my white friend later, he got a warning for having a large camping knife hooked to his belt loop. I thought to warn this boy, but didn't know what was more important, telling him to be aware and responsible or letting him have his fun gliding through the subway air and mosaic-covered tiles like we were in catacombs of struggle made into a mall, with his giant black backpack, gray uniform shirt, and buzzed hair that didn't yet have BDBs but also wasn't graphic fresh. Let the kid be carefree, I thought, as I smiled to myself. He was long gone. This one is a Mayday poem, which I feel like is relevant because we just had Independence Day, which is remarkably not very much like the movie at all. So, 5150. Today is 25 years and 2 days after the LA rebellions began. A series of images that should condemn or provoke a major reappraisal can be used in just the opposite way. Reading is fundamental. I learned about it on In Living Color. Can't we all just sing a song? What I heard is that they invented Labor Day to split the American workers' movements for the hope of international support. May Day was originally just about the springtime in the northern European countries. That's called doing the best of what you got. Or is it rebranding? Where's Kendall Jenner? All I wanted was a Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me! Just one Pepsi! But Chris Dorner was already over the high fructose corn syrup. So I'll have to be the lookalike who doesn't really look like him at all, trying to buy a case of brisk iced tea and a gray t-shirt with handwritten marker messaging that reads, "Not Chris Dorner, please don't shoot." What I heard is that May Day was proposed as International Workers' Day by the socialists and communists after the Haymarket rebellions in Chicago. How close is a maypole to a tetherball to a lynched body, usually black, non-union, not by choice? But if not that, not white. And if white, a worker trying to rouse rabble with the hopes of helping self and others leave louses behind forever. There's some scary hypotheses behind the etymology of picnic, too. Strange fruit if you seek it. Strange, not peculiar, but growing from that institution. I was a teenager listening to Postcards from Purgatory by bus driver D.L. Dof Soulseek. Later, I found out white people would circulate images of us mutilated via postcard. I think I need a status update, paid dues counting retweets. But it's really just about class. This one time, on Bandcamp, I might have heard some EDM trap bangers that had vocal samples of Russell Means, talking about how Marxism and capitalism are equally alien to him because both rely on exploiting the resources of the land and an ideology of human dominion over other living things. He said, "Humans are the weakest of all creatures."